Upheaval, breaking point, chapter 17, necessity. Among the cities of the Barrier Lands, Bastion City had a reputation for being a rough and tumble place. As the closest city to Wolvengard, it was far from any pony's mind when thinking about good places to settle down in. Knowing that it was going to be the first city in the path of an invasion, should the Wolven move past Fangbreaker Fortress, the city's founders built it for defense. Its high walls were made of massive stone blocks, transported all the way from the mountainous regions of the Western Barrier Land, reinforced with timber and patrolled daily by the city's garrison. Its rounded towers sported ballistae as well as snipers. Several farms lay outside the city, where only the hardiest of crops were grown. Mosses and lichen served as stable food out here, to the point where the city was as famous for them. Cities to the south traded for these products, considering some of them to be delicacies in their own right. In return, Bastion City received vegetables, quarry, and lumber. A nearby lake, though frozen for half the year, provided a supply of water. Bastion City was also famous for another product it had an ample supply, woven fur. It had a steady stream of them coming in from Fangbreaker Fortress. The city's tanners, experts in converting them into clothing, had developed a method for softening the normally tough fur. Cities in the Northern Barrier Land prized them for their hardy insulation, useful when the often bitter winter blew in. There would be no deliveries coming in from Fangbreaker Fortress any time soon. News of its fall was already widespread throughout the city. Constructions had sprung up as walls were reinforced and barricades created. The farmers moved into the city with all the crops they could harvest and all the fresh water they could collect. The price for a suit of barding and a set of tramplers tripled practically overnight.
"These ponies don't look very happy,"
Fluttershy said as she passed through the massive gates of the city. The survivors of Fangbreaker Fortress arrived by noon and were greeted with a mixture of relief and grim confirmation by Bastion City's residents.
"They're expecting a wolven attack in less than a week," Vanguard answered as he took his place in front of her and their friends. "You'll have to forgive them for not being in a festive mood."
"I'm just glad that we finally arrived," Rarity said wearily. "I hope they have plenty of food to spare. What are you going to do now, Vanguard?" Twilight asked.
Before Vanguard could reply, Scarlet Rabbit came into view.
"I just spoke with one of the sentries,"
Scarlet Rabbit said. He flew in to take his place next to Vanguard.
"They readied several buildings for us to use as soon as they heard we were coming. Dreadsteps just ordered every pony to get there, rest up, then take part in getting our defenses ready."
"Good," Vanguard replied. "First, we need to get you chosen some cloaks. We've got maybe a week or so of fall before the first blizzard sweeps in from the north. You won't be much use to the Legion as frozen corpses."
"Good idea," Rarity said. "It is getting rather chilly."
"But fall was just about to start back home," Applejack protested. "Don't tell me the time moves faster out here."
"It is fall," Vanguard said. "Or it is down south. Here we get a short spring and summer, followed by winter. I take it that Princess Celestia didn't let you pack before banishing you."
"No." Twilight looked at the ground. "Well, that answers my old question," Rarity said. "In exile, one packs warm." "We don't have any bits on us," Twilight said.
"Even if you did, I doubt that Heartland bits would be recognized here," Vanguard replied. "Scarlet and I will take care of the expenses for now. You can pay us back with your first salaries."
"Thank you," Twilight said. "I think you've saved us again."
"Don't bother keeping track. Lives are endangered and saved far too often here," Vanguard replied.
He turned towards Scarlet.
"Scarlet, spot us a good deal while I go get some back pay. Hopefully some pony remembered to save some of the treasury before the fort fell.
On it, Captain,
Scarlet replied. He saluted before flying ahead. About a quarter of an hour passed after both Vanguard and Scarlet went off. When they reconvened, Vanguard had a pouch full of bits, while Scarlet was escorting a peddler, a tan-colored pony with a graying, light brown mane and mustache. Behind the peddler was a covered wagon.
Six of your warmest cloaks, Vanguard said.
Makes that seven,
Spike said. He had been riding on Applejack's back during the final few miles of the trip, having gotten bored of being alone on the wagons.
Seven, then, Vanguard replied. Six for ponies and a small one for the dragon.
I'll give you a good price, since your legion types are the ones getting the material anyway,
the peddler rasped. The mentioning of dragon didn't seem to bother him. He removed the wagon's covering, showing a pile of gray cloaks and boots. Twilight and the others moved in to see the merchandise.
They look a little plain, Rarity said. But the feel of it is wonderful. Why, you'd think it was actual fur from the texture.
The peddler looked at Rarity.
That's 'cause it is actual fur, miss, he said.
Rarity's jaw dropped.
Actual fur? She asked. As in, this once belonged to an animal and you peeled it off its body?
They could hear Fluttershy gag behind them. The others gasped at the revelation.
Well, it's not really peeling, the peddler answered. You need a good sharpened knife and some of that smelling tannin. Don't know much of the process myself, but you won't find better treated woven fur than the ones here in Bastion City.
Woven?
Rainbow Dash asked.
As in those monsters coming after us?
Yup,
the peddler answered. He turned towards Vanguard.
Strange bunch of folks you're buying for. I'm not even talking about that filly's crazy mane.
There, new here,
Vanguard said. He started counting out his money.
So, how much are you selling them for?
We can't wear these, Twilight said.
They're cheap, durable, and the best insulation you're going to get, Vanguard replied. You'll wear them, or your first Barrier Lands winter will be your last.
It's bad enough that we have to kill them. Now we have to skin them and wear their fur for clothes?
Twilight asked. Vanguard kept his face expressionless.
When the Wolven kill a pony, they take the mane and tail for trophies. Eat every inch of flesh, then use the bones for tools and ornaments, he said. Not a single body part goes to waste. Each time a pony is killed, the Wolven are sustained. We can't match their efficiency, but we do what we can.
Twilight's eyes narrowed.
If we do as the Wolven do, then we're no better than them, she said.
This isn't about showing off how much better we are than them, Vanguard replied. It's about surviving, whether it's against a horde of Wolven or a merciless barrage of snow and wind. We do what we must.
Twilight looked away.
It's still wrong, she said. Can't we use some other material?
Look around you. Does this look like a place where you can grow cotton or raise silkworms?
Vanguard sighed before continuing.
Why don't we talk about this some other time? Spend some time in Bastion City, after you go through a winter storm fresh from the frigid valleys of Wolvengard. We can discuss how wrong it is to skin the Wolven.
Are you buying these goods or not? The peddler asked.
We'll take seven cloaks and seven sets of boots, Vanguard said.
Thanks. I hope they help you kill more of them, Wolven.
The peddler went on his way while Vanguard distributed the cloaks. To him, they looked as if they were holding the freshly severed heads of the Wolven instead of clothes. Irritation crept up on him. He walked over to Twilight, who looked away as he approached. He grasped her by the shoulders and looked her in the eye.
You said that you would stand with the Legion, he told her, and that you will stand by your words. Was that all a lie?
Vanguard's words seemed to ignite something inside Twilight. She looked right back at him, her eyebrows furrowing in indignation.
I meant every word, she said.
I don't believe you, Vanguard growled. All of you wince this much over the fur of a wolven you didn't even kill.
He swept his gaze over all of them.
What could possibly be left of any of you when you have to walk over the corpses of the ones you will kill? If this is your limit, then go back to the Heartland and beg for your princess's forgiveness. She'll take you back and you can forget we exist.
He looked to Twilight again.
How do we stand stronger together when you can't even stand strong on your own?
Twilight pushed away Vanguard's hoofs so that he had to take a step back. She took the cloak and put it around her while glaring at him. The rest of her friends followed, their eyes downcast. Vanguard doubted that he shamed them into doing it, but the reality of having to kill Wolven themselves must weigh in their minds now. Fluttershy looked like she was draping a sheet of fire over herself.
Let's go, he told them. Scarlet leads the way to our new barracks.
Hours passed after Twilight and the others bought their cloaks and boots. They were now staying inside one of the buildings the city had provided for the Legion. For now, they were asked to stay at a single large room with several beds, where they waited restlessly for any news of what they should be doing. They intended to join the Legion, but, due to complications, they had ended up in some sort of vague state of being part of it and, at the same time, not. Vanguard Clash had gone out to check on that matter while Scarlet Rabbit stayed behind. They had been treated to a meal of fresh moss and lichen tea. Though they were a little suspicious of the food's appearance, they quickly agreed that not only was it far superior to Sharpfang's sandy feet, it was actually quite delicious. The only complaint came from Spike, who had enjoyed the meal, but still wished he had a few gems to go along with it. After the meal, they had taken to lounging about. Impatience quickly filled the room so sickly that it felt like a dark cloud.
"Well, I have to admit this much," Rarity said.
She was still holding the woven fur cloak that had been given to her.
"Its source is horribly morbid, but, objectively speaking, the material is quite good." "How can you say that?" Fluttershy asked. "It's fur. It belonged to another creature." "I know, dear," Rarity said. "But I am inclined to agree with Captain Clash. In the absence of other materials, we have to make do." "Make do?" Fluttershy said. She tossed her cloak aside. "I would rather..."
"Die?" Applejack asked.
Every pony in the room looked at her. She sighed and set her cloak aside.
"Look, I don't like these things. I think they're disgusting, not good material. But I ain't freezing to death because I'm scared of some dead vermin's fur, especially if that dead vermin is a dead wolven. At the end of the day, useful beats disgusting."
Eager to move on to a different subject, Rainbow Dash turned toward Scarlet Rabbit, who had not been paying attention to any of them. He sat by one corner, whistling to himself.
"Hey, Scarlet," she said. "Just how long are we going to sit here doing nothing?"
"Relax," Scarlet replied. "The captain will take care of it."
"What exactly is it?" Rarity asked.
"I don't know, but the captain will deal with it anyway. Don't worry your silly flank pictures off."
"They're called cutie marks," Rarity said. "Not silly flank..."
Before Rarity could finish, the door to the room swung open and Vanguard Clash stepped inside. Rainbow Dash immediately flew over to him.
"So?" she asked. "Do we get to do something now?"
"Soon,"
Vanguard replied. He faced the group as he continued.
"We've just received word that Princess Luna is coming to Bastion City. Prince Tirado will arrive afterwards. Commander Dreadstep will present all of you to them once they arrive, so we can decide just how to deal with you."
"More waiting,"
Rainbow muttered. She collapsed on one of the beds and put a pillow over her face.
"Wait,"
Twilight said.
"Princess Luna is out here? What is she doing in the Barrier Lands?"
"No pony knows," Vanguard answered. "But Prince Tirado let her stay in his realm, so he must have some purpose for her. For now, I'd like you to come with me, Twilight."
The request took Twilight by surprise. After a few seconds, she nodded and followed Vanguard.
"Why does Twilight get to do everything?"
Rainbow Dash asked as soon as they left. It was already late afternoon, but the city remained bustling with activity. As she walked next to Vanguard, Twilight took the time to take in the city's sights. Bastion City favored stone buildings reinforced with heavy lumber, both likely transported from someplace else. They tended to be low and flat, with gabled roofs to keep snow from piling. A few still had flat roofs, however. The streets were paved for smoother traffic, but they showed tracks in several places. All around her, carts of supplies moved back and forth. The ponies who pulled them moved with urgency.
"So, where are we going?" Twilight asked.
"I take it that Princess Celestia didn't teach you any spells specifically for killing Wolven?"
Vanguard asked in return.
"Of course not!"
"Then, all you have is your telekinesis to fight them. Maybe some force blasts as well. Telekinesis is a strong spell, but the focus you have to maintain to keep it up leaves you open to attack. Force is useful too, but it takes too much to make it lethal. You need an offensive spell that you can cast quickly and on the move. We're going to get some of those."
"Are you taking me to the library then?"
"No. Bastion City's library is mostly records. The spellbooks, especially the ones with combat spells, were placed in Fangbreaker's vaults for training unicorn magi. Unfortunately, we saved only a few of those. They're currently in safekeeping and they're reserved for legionnaires. I think I might be able to get you something, though. Here we are."
They stopped in front of a small house at a side street. The light by the window indicated some pony was inside. Vanguard knocked on the door and waited. After a minute, the door opened a crack and some pony's eye peeped through.
"Who is it?"
a cracking, suspicious voice asked.
"It's me, Vanguard Clash,"
Vanguard answered. The door immediately swung open and they were greeted by an elderly unicorn couple.
"Vanguard!"
the blue stallion exclaimed in his raspy voice. Before he could say anything else, however, the white mare interrupted.
"Where's my Pyre?" she asked. "Why isn't Pyre with you? Has something happened?"
Twilight's eyes widened. She recognized the resemblance, the white coat, the black mane, even the brown eyes. Vanguard's expression softened. When he spoke, his voice was heavy.
"Pyre Valor fought valiantly when the fortress was attacked," he said. "I'm sorry for your loss."
"No, no, no!"
The elderly mare's knees gave way and the stallion quickly supported her.
"Not my Pyre!"
she wailed. The elderly stallion's face crumbled with grief, but he held it together when he talked to Vanguard.
"Thank you for telling us. You're a good colt, Vanguard. Always were."
He looked at his wife and stroked her mane with a hoof.
"We knew this might happen, dear," he said. "We knew."
"Do you still have some of her possessions?"
Vanguard asked.
"The attack happened so quickly."
"I understand," Pyre Vella's father said. "We kept her room exactly as it was when she left for the fort. Go on, take something to remember her by."
"We'll be respectful,"
Vanguard said as he entered the house. He gestured for Twilight to follow. She slipped past the grieving couple and did so. The house was a small, cramped place with only candles and a small fireplace for lighting. Pyre Vella's room was separated from the main room through a hanging piece of fur. Inside was a simple bed, a few shelves by the wall, and a dresser. Vanguard sorted through the assortment of books on the shelves, then pulled one out to give to Twilight.
"Pyre wrote down her earliest spells there," he said. "You should find some useful."
Twilight flipped through the pages. As she scanned them, one word quickly stood out. Fireball. It said much of a unicorn when the first few spells she learned involved making a powerful explosion to kill her enemies.
Let's go,
Vanguard said. The two of them left the house while the elderly couple watched from the door.
Miss?
Pyra's father called after Twilight. She turned around to see what he wanted.
You're the new unicorn mage for Vanguard's squad, aren't you?
Well, actually... Twilight stammered.
Honor your predecessor!
Twilight's mother snarled. Tears were still streaming down her face while she spoke.
For Pyavella's sake, burn 100 of those flea-bitten murdering mongrels!
I will,
Twilight said. It was only after the words left her lips and they had already rounded a corner did she realize the implications of what she said. She turned towards Vanguard.
Why didn't you tell them the truth?
She asked.
Tell them what? Vanguard asked. That their daughter is a traitor who was willing to get hundreds of ponies, including them, killed? Why do that?
Twilight had no answer.
Why did you bring me along?
She asked.
You could have gone on your own and brought the book back.
I wanted you to see.
See what?
The things we bear out here. The reason why we do what we must. To try to keep that from happening to every pony in Equestria, even if it's a futile effort. I will kill the wolven by the hundreds and wear their skins.
Twilight lowered her gaze and stared at the pavement as they made their way back.
What about you? Vanguard asked. Did you mean what you told them?
That I'd burn 100 wolven for Pyre Valor? Twilight asked in return. I'm not even replacing her in your squad. I doubt that I could, even if I tried.
But you will try. Or are you just as much a liar as I am?
I don't know.
They were silent for the rest of the way. By the time Vanguard spoke up, they were about to enter the building where their friends were.
Take care of that book. I may have lied to them about Pyrovella's intentions, but I didn't lie about wanting something to remember her by.
Why this book, then? I mean, I know it's to give me some spells to use, but is it significant for you as well?
I gave Pyra that book when I was just a colt,
Vanguard answered.
It's a remnant of a time when all she cared about was collecting fire spells.
He stared off distantly as he spoke.
Good times.
Are you going to kill her if you meet her again? Twilight asked.
If she's somehow still alive. Yes, she's a dangerous traitor who needs to be put down. It'll tear me up inside, but I will kill her.
Pardon me for saying so, but I'm a little glad that it will at least tear you up inside.
Without answering to that, he opened the door, and the two of them went inside.